Proverbs chapter 2. Good friend, take to heart what I am telling you. Collect my counsels and guard them with your life. Tune your ears to the world of wisdom. Set your heart on a life of understanding. That's right. If you make insight your priority and won't take no for an answer, searching for it like a prospector panning for gold, like an adventurer on a treasure hunt. Believe me, before you know it, fear of God will be yours. You'll have come upon the knowledge of God. And here's why. God gives out wisdom free, is plain spoken in knowledge and understanding. He's a rich mine of common sense for those who live well, a personable bodyguard to the candid and sincere. He keeps his eyes on all who live honestly and pays special attention to his loyally committed ones. So now you can pick out what's true and fair. Find all the good trails. Lady Wisdom, will be your close friend, and Brother Knowledge, your pleasant companion. Good sense will scout ahead for danger. Insight will keep an eye out for you. They'll keep you from making wrong turns or following the bad directions of those who are lost themselves and can't tell a trail from a tumbleweed. Those losers who make a game of evil and throw parties to celebrate perversity, travelling paths that go nowhere, wandering in a maze of detours and dead ends. Wise friends will rescue you from the temptress and smooth-talking seductories, whose faithfulness to the husband she married years ago never gave a second thought to her promises before God. Her whole way of life is doomed. Every step she takes brings her closer to hell. No one who joins her company ever comes back, ever sets foot on the path to real living. So, join the company of good men and women. Keep your feet on the tried and true paths. It's the men who walk straight who will settle this land. The women with integrity who will last here. The corrupt will lose their lives. The dishonest will be gone for good.
So it says, good friends, take to heart. You know, sometimes when we say something to people that we might possibly hurt them a little, we say, oh, don't take it to heart. But here Solomon is saying, take it to heart, make it part of you, make wisdom part of your life. He goes on to say, tune your ears to God's wisdom. Now, sometimes on a radio, particularly the old ones, you had to kind of tune in to a frequency. You can remember those days and you used to get a lot of crackling and distortion. And then sometimes you kind of get onto the channel and it just came through crystal clear. And sometimes with God's wisdom, we don't always tune into it as we should do. There's so many voices, there's so many thoughts, there's so many distractions. So many people giving their opinion and saying, do this, do that. And what we really need to do is to be able to tune in, to get on God's frequency, particularly regarding his wisdom. So it's not distorted, but it becomes perfectly clear. And each step that we take is guided by God's wisdom. The writer says we need to search for this, like somebody searching for gold, like a prospector planning for gold. I don't just kind of wake up and think, oh, hopefully I'll stumble on some gold today. They plan it. They make sure they've got all the right tools and they plot the path that they're going to take and they're searching. They've got a goal in mind and the goal is gold. And really wisdom is God's gold. It's something that we all need to be searching for. It's something that we need to be tuned into. Like an adventurer on a search, looking for new lands to discover. There's new depths, always more depth to the wisdom of God. And there's new discoveries that we can make. You know, it's Easter in a couple of weeks' time, and I don't know how they'll do it this year, but children normally go on an Easter egg hunt. and you know, if you watch your children or your grandchildren on a Easter egg hunt, they're excited and they can't wait to get their hands on that chocolate. They're excited. It's not boring. It's not dull. And God's wisdom is exciting because it just reveals new depths of God and how we are to live out our faith. And why should we do this? Because God gives out wisdom free. Now, we say in the UK that education is free, but is it? Teachers and support staff, they don't do it for free. They get paid. And we know that our taxes pay for our children's education. And so we say it's free, but it's not really free, because through our taxes, we have to pay for our education. But God's wisdom is free. And again, referring to school and studies, you know, we all, well, people like Robert did really, really well at school, and others maybe like the rest of us didn't do so well. He's giving me that funny look now. But, you know, some people naturally are gifted with intelligence and they can pass every single exam with great marks. But not everyone is like that. But regarding God's wisdom, that doesn't matter. Doesn't matter at all, because God's wisdom is something that he gives to those that seek and those who search. And whether we fail every single exam that we've ever tried, we can still know the limitless wisdom of God in our lives. In fact, a child that follows God and seeks God's wisdom can have more wisdom than a professor or somebody who's well educated but doesn't have God's wisdom. Wisdom is like a close friend. Wisdom will go ahead of us. It will be our protector. It will be our guard and our guide. Remember in those situations when we say, oh, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. And more often than not, we feel that quite often with family members when we kind of feel we're in an awkward position. Oh, should we say this? And if we say that, what would they think? And all those tough decisions, God's wisdom can bring a peace that we can speak into difficult situations. It's a close friend. It keeps us from danger. It's our guide. It stops us from making wrong turns. It says God, just to close, God keeps his eye on those who live honestly. And just that beautiful thought again, God's watching you. God's watching me. And that should be a positive, not a negative. God is watching us because he loves us. God is watching us because he cares for us. And God wants to give his wisdom into our hearts and into our minds. And we need to tune in to God's wisdom. He'll be our friend. He will help us through difficult times and keep us from making wrong turns.